Legislative committees spent days working out the differences between energy bills passed separately by the House and the Senate. In the final version of the bill, Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak proposed an amendment to permanently ban drilling in and under the Great Lakes. A vote in committee overwhelmingly supported Stupak's amendment. The representative says Congress finally affirmed that drilling in the Great Lakes is not worth the risk to the environment or human safety.
Since 1979, when directional drilling began in Michigan, until 2004, the amount of oil and gas drawn from the Great Lakes wells produced only enough natural gas to fuel the United States for 9 hours and only enough crude oil to fuel the United States for a mere 35 minutes.
The president is expected to sign the bill into law when it reaches his desk. For the GLRC, I'm Celeste Headley.